All right, I might, if there's any Australians, I like to listen to your podcast. I like your accent. I want to go fight a kangaroo one day. Ain't that right, mate?
Yeah, mate, you wanna go down in Australia?
Oh yeah, everybody, welcome back to the you feel me, mate podcast. I'm just gonna talk my Australian accent for a little bit, mate. So, how you feeling today, mate?
I'm alright, how you doing, mate?
I'm bloody fine, mate. You know,
that's nice, yeah. You have a nice drive down here?
Oh, yeah, you nice travel, mate.
Oh, yeah. Couple construction workers outside, and I'm walking on the road. Fucking taking someone's walking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, mate. They're just always fucking out there, goddamn.
Yeah, mate. I paid a fucking place here, huh? I can't fuck park outside, huh? Because you're a car, huh?
Oh, mate, yeah. Tell them to fucking move the car, mate.
Go out there and put up your middle finger, or your index finger.
fucking pinky finger. I think that's how they flip off and turn. I remember when I got told when I was younger, that's how they flip off and turn. I used to flip off and turn.
Oh, fuck you.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Would you like some crumpets in TV?
No, fuck you. You a fucking cat. Or dog.
Oh my fucking god.
We ain't got no chocolate. You want soy sauce?
No general soy sauce.
No general soy sauce.
Oh no, why no?
We got pork. And pork fried rice.
Why does soy have a T in front of it?
Huh?
So have a T in front of it.
Cut
it,
general. The general the way it want.
But it don't have to have a T in front of it.
It do what it want. He said put a T in front of my name. I said okay, so.
He said general, so.
I bow and say yes, so. I canceled.
That's the only damn. We can't have no. Oh no, I do no other accents. I could do a British accent. Hello, mate.
That's hello. It.
Hello, governor.
I'm not a governor. Just a regular mate on the street. Eh? You think Australians are Britain? Imagine getting Britain Australian.
Man, sounds American. Somewhat, but not really. Cause Britons are like more English. Like, would you like some crumpets and tea? Like England.
Mm-hmm. I wonder who has a crazy accent.
Like country wise or like state? Like country.
Ooh, that is a good question.
State? I go with like Louisiana and like down south because like. Down south, you can't understand shit they say. You feel me? It's just. They just say some crazy shit. You wanna go to the park?
With who?
Just want to go to the park. We're not going with nobody. We're not going to the pool. No.
Okay, hold on.
But no, I say like Florida.
Florida accent.
Shit. I'm gonna have to go with up like up northwest or northeast type shit. Like New York, Manhattan, shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause them Boston motherfuckers. Oh, fucking chopped cheese, huh?
Oh no, they be scary when they talk.
Yes.
It's
bro.
Like yelling at me.
They get fucking mad, bro. You can't understand shit they say.
Get all
bro.
Red.
Yeah, they be like, what the fuck you doing, huh? I'm fucking driving here.
Like they get red but stay calm. Like how you do that?
They scream.
Yeah.
They scream a lot. Like, everything sounds the same. When these motherfuckers say car keys, they say, like khakis, and, like, they sound like all, like, khakis. Yeah, go get the khakis, huh?
I ain't got khakis,
like, all right. But they say, like, up north of Ohio, we got a different accent than up there, because, like, we sound like southern.
Yeah. My aunt got a different accent. Her Kentucky accent is bad.
Bro, you got me my uncle, bro. They got them Georgia slang, bro. Oh, my God, bro. It's so crazy, because, like, some of them spell how they talk, like, yens. They say yens, like.
Y-I-N-S.
Yeah, why? Yeah, bro. Like, oh my God, bro. It's so crazy. Like, oh my. That's what they say too. Yens. They don't even say y'all. They say yens. Yeah. Yens.
Uh-huh.
Y'all. Y'all is like country down country, south. Yeah. Like, yeah, like y'all. Y'all get y'all ass up out of here now.
Y'all come back now. Ain't that from a TV show or what was that? Oh, what was that TV show called?
Y'all come. Oh.
With the house with the dude that was funny, the uncle or whatever. He's like, y'all come back. Man.
I forget this shit crazy.
It was like an older TV show. But
there we go. But shit, that and, I ain't gonna hold it, whatever they say, yonder, way over yonder, and pastor.
Oh, yeah, yonder.
Yonder. Yonder. Yonder's a good word.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you go past yonder.
Go down on yonder past that tree branch. When you see down yonder past that tree branch, you make that left. And then you go on down yonder down that left.
About 2 miles. They give you like exact, yeah, like 2 miles, yeah, to make a left at that, like,
go,
church.
Go left 2 miles at that tree branch. Now turn left yonder and go back 2 miles down that way, and then you see the church steps now. And then you travel yonder until you see the little road. And that should be about 3-4 miles down the road. It should only take you about 34 minutes when you're going to walk down there now. Listen to the instruction I give you now. Don't get lost now, because if you take the right instead of the left, you're going to be farther and yonder down that road.
You're going to end up in Papaw's fucking farm.
Yeah, I don't want to go on down there now.
It muddy down there in the rain.
You're going to get stuck now. We're going to have to come pull your ass out now. So listen to me, bro. Listen to me, bro. I tell you now.
Give me a bar.
Fuck it. It's alright.
That is disgusting. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. We're gonna pay with that before we leave.
Are you gonna spit in a fucking honky room again?
You're like a frog.
It's like them old smokers.
Gotta wick my whips.
Please excuse him. My friend's a little special guy, so
I lick my lips, man.
Ooh. My friend's a little special, so y'all gotta excuse him. Oh my, but yes, man, just like to try to clear his throat, just spit a fucking loogie on the fucking floor. This motherfucker like a 45-year-old goddamn smoker who smoked Newports. And wake up and let me stuck my toes in 1995.
Oh, come on, bring that down side of my throat.
He said, I got them cigarette butt tastes nice and real good, and I can taste that motherfucker. Boy. fucking crying right now. You are fucking hilarious. Oh my fucking god. It just came out your throat.
But me, after I thought that felt like a frog, it was like it was getting like a fly or something. I thought it turned into an amphibian. Thought the government got me.
Oh shit, this man's a clone, watch out.
Next thing I'll be up in the Area 51.
Whoa. Let's not talk about that now.
Phone home.
Bro, I still can't believe this shit is hilarious, bro. Oh my god.
You want me to clean it now?
You should have had a motherfucking goddamn spit can, you'd have ding.
Put it right there next to me.
Oh, shit.
So embarrassing.
Bruh, this nigga act like my motherfucking natural things don't happen.
That is true, but that was disgusting. Someone did that to me, I'd probably be like, ew. Probably pause. I'm like, pause, go upstairs and get a paper towel right now.
But you feel me? Natural things happen. I don't see it, so we... You looking at your own mishaps right now, so... I'm 0% out of the deal. Jeez, I don't care. Motherfucker in a basement on a concrete floor. What, bro? What can damage this, motherfucker?
A sledgehammer? Running jack? One of them knees.
So you telling me that's what you're spit capable of? You got goddamn stink breath that bad?
Got dragon breath.
Like a Loch Ness monster, bro. That motherfucking mythical creature, bro. That motherfucking goddamn.
Next thing you know, you're gonna see fucking hole in the plastic. You can go through the plastic.
Wait, what the fuck? You is Venom, motherfucking. What the fuck? Reptile, motherfucker. That's not Mortal Kombat.
Ooh. If you could be one superhero, who would it be?
Ooh, fuck. Ooh.
That's a good question.
Fucking. Oh fuck. Give me Superman. Gotta give me Superman. I know his own kryptonite is where he came from, but goddamn it, nigga, you see when that motherfucker poked him, that motherfucker came back to life. Motherfucker indestructible. Give me Superman. Motherfucker got goddamn dragon breath where he can blow your ass away. That motherfucker got that motherfucking, goddamn laser beam eyeballs.
Everything.
Motherfucker super strong. He can fly fast. Motherfucker, goddamn, there ain't nothing pretty much he can do. Him, I ain't gonna say either Superman or
ooh, what about Flash? That'd be nice.
I mean, yeah. Or I'd Thor. Thor, hell no. Motherfucker, I control the storm, motherfucker. I can make it rain, hail, goddamn. That motherfucking hammer, motherfucker. Can't no one pick that bitch up but goddamn Captain America. Motherfucking shit, nigga. Shit. Motherfucker.
I say Flash. Let me go on.
Yeah, true. But guess what? I'm Superman, motherfucker. Wow. As soon as you fuck.
Damn.
Yeah. Nigga, that's how it goes. Fucking Flash and Superman never fought, motherfucker.
Why we got high beef?
I'm just saying, like, if it ever happened, like, if he ever flew, like, I know he run faster, like, he can run, like, break the goddamn barrier or whatever, but Superman fly faster than the speed barrier, so it's like, it's like, it'd probably be like a nuke hitting each other for like, he ran full sprint, he flew and hit him, that'd probably be crazy. That'd probably, like, really tear some
short
shit.
Earth.
Oh, it must definitely probably crack that shit, like, how them animes be sound, like, how them motherfuckers making them bombs and shit, punching and shit, break, that's what that'd do, yeah, for sure. Has so much force running at each other.
That'd be crazy.
That's past the sound barrier, bro, and the speed barrier. You got to think it's just like...
Maybe if he's like full fly mode too, like...
No, that's fucking probably cracking the earth in half. motherfuckers really gonna be living on the whole ass side of the earth.
Be on Mars, like, hello.
Be floating in the fucking air somewhere, like, yeah, it'd get that crazy. That'd be crazy. It would be, nigga, we not attached no more. You gotta think, we holding ourselves in orbit, we one planet, so you gotta think, if we crack open, that probably wind, suction portal probably fucking.
Imagine it just cracks in half and, like, both sides still together, you see, like, people are just, like, floating off. That'd be crazy.
That was that one thing was a, what fucking show or movie was that about, bro? I saw, like, the half the shit really split, like, half of the world split in half. It was, like, America or something. Half of it split in half. And the people were standing on the sidewalk, bro, and they started splitting. And the motherfucker pulled her over. And, like, bro, the shit was just splitting apart, bro. I forget what shit it was, bro. I saw the shit on,
That'd be crazy. Like, can you imagine standing somewhere and, like, because his ground is cracking.
Fuck that, bro. A bridge. Imagine being on a bridge and you see that bitch start like somewhere like a Golden Gate Bridge or like a Long Bridge. Like, you just see that bitch just start falling. You feel me? Like,
oh, like behind you?
Yeah.
You can't do nothing. You can't move
traffic. Fuck that. In front of you, nigga. You going towards it. And you can't stop. That shit just falling towards you.
Now I'm getting out of the car and running. I can do something. I mean, I guess you can do something either way. You can get out and run. But, I mean.
Yeah, falling. You're not running faster than that shit. Nah, falling. I don't know.
Be better than.
I mean, yeah, it'd be better than sitting there. I mean, yeah, car. But like.
I don't know, because you got shit gonna land on top of you still.
Man, you got shit landing on top of you. Either way, you in a car, you getting crushed, you. Motherfucker, you by yourself, you liable to. Fucking dive, you feel me? Pull something slick off. I mean, pull a movie, run up the cars or some shit, or. I don't know, bro. That type of situation, bro, you just have to really hope for the best, like. I'm telling you, bro, try some
Imagine you get back in the car, right? Everything's gonna be okay.
No, bro.
I'll be like,
no, bro. I'd be like, oh my God.
Be like, oh, well.
Bro, just not even no incident. Like, that's why I said, like, that shit crazy. Like, how them people hit that bridge, though, and Baltimore, bro, when that shit fell. Like, that shit crazy. They really killed people doing that dumb shit. Like, but, like, if a just, like, a mishap happened, like, if a cable, like, if the wind blowing so bad, and, like, a cable snap or some shit, like.
Right.
Nah, bro, I feel like them bridges should be more reinforced than they are. You feel me? Like.
What are you thinking about, roller coasters, and their safety?
Nah. Take them out.
Think they should have, like, tighter seatbelts and stuff? Like more safety everything. On the ride?
They should have everything. Everything. A weight limit. Everything.
I think they have a weight limit.
I've never seen a roller coaster with a weight limit. Bro, I saw some big people.
Because if you just can't snap it in, that's what it is.
I done saw some big people get on the damn ride, bro, and they forced that bar down onto you, yeah, for real. When we went to Kennywood, bro, I saw, like, someone who was at least, like, 400 or 500 pounds get on the racer, bro, and they forced the damn bar down onto him, bro. They're not supposed to do that. Mm-mm. That's how that one dude died on that one ride when it flew all the way down and he fell out of the seat.
Oh, that kid, 17-year-old kid? Yeah, bro. I seen the video on that.
Yeah, that shit's like, nah, bro, they're not supposed to let that shit happen, bro. They're not supposed to let none of that shit happen, bro. They're motherfuckers that can prevent that, but they don't.
Yeah, they just want to get the ride up and running.
Mm-hmm. Like, nah, bro, they're not supposed to have no shit that can keep you safe. Like, I just feel like there should be a more stability than just over your fucking chest area, bro. Like, motherfucker, there's still not nothing holding me for real. You feel
right,
me? Like,
yeah.
You get on the ones that go up and down windy, bro. You sit on something and something comes over your motherfucking hand that locks onto your shoulders and your arms. Bro, one good motherfucking, you still out from under that motherfucker, bro. It's ripping you.
That's what I mean, like, the things that come down and, like, hooks still, like, if that thing gets pressed even a little certain way, that shit goes up. You're like, wee.
Bro, not even that, bro. That shit can really squeeze your ass toe. Mm. Like, it's just. There's so much. That's why I say, bro, I don't ride roller coasters, but I won't, like, I don't like them, bro. I don't think they, like, I don't think they bad, but, like, bro, I just can't do it, G. Like, I can't do it. That shit terrible, bro.
It's like the swings, too. Like it's just like a regular baby, like, swing thing that just comes up.
Nope, bro. Nope, nope.
I mean, at least you holding on, but
bro, nope.
Those cables snap.
Nope, done. Nope, bro. I won't get on no spinny thingies that go up in the air. I won't get on none of that shit, bro. I'm telling you. The one time I went on the UFO, bro, and that was it, bro. Cause all that spinning shit, bro, I can't do all that. I think, like, crazy shit gonna happen in my head the whole time. That's the part of having anxiety. Like, that shit crazy, cause you always think of, I don't know. it's like water parks. Like, just imagine if like one of the drain plugs like snap off and it's pulling a drain to pool. Motherfuckers not gonna be able to get out of that.
Yeah,
motherfuckers gonna get sucked down, and then motherfuckers watch Final Destination. Motherfuckers seen that nigga get, yeah. Boy, that's the type of shit, like, that shit, some of that shit you gotta, like,
Like, I'm kind of glad we seen those movies as kids.
It warns like, us, yeah.
Yeah. Warns just like the truck, driving behind a log truck.
Yeah, that shit.
No. I'm on the other side of the road.
Oh, boy, I'm stopping.
Right, I'm pull over.
Go ahead. I like, yeah, that shit, like, but.
Mm-hmm. It's like tanning beds, too, like.
Nah.
I don't tan, but.
Nah, that shit definitely bad, like. I don't know, they got the ones you can stand up in now, though.
No.
But, like, I still not fucking with it, though, you feel me? Because, like, there's something.
No,
you trapped in that bitch.
Yeah, so I went to tanning bed one time, right? After I seen the movie, it was a couple years after I seen the movie. Mm-hmm. I stand in the room. Mm-mm. Nope. Not getting in there. Not frying to a crisp. Nope. They can have my $10. Don't care.
I'm not going in one, bro. Hell nah, G. That movie makes you not do a lot of shit. Like, I know it's just like, I ain't gonna say fiction shit, but that's like real, like, what is that shit called? Fuck is that shit called? There's a word for that shit. I'm trying to think, but I don't know. This one's something like bad happened, but it's like, it don't really happen. Like, I forget what that shit called, but like,
I don't know. What you're saying.
It's just a foreshadow of shit, bro, because that shit is really crazy. Like, I don't know. Mm-mm. I just couldn't do it. No roller coasters. No, I can't say water parks. The water parks are funny. It's just certain shit at water parks. Motherfucker, no bungee jumping. No motherfucking skydiving. No motherfucking air ballooning. If I gotta fly, I might. It all depends. If I could drive there, I'm driving there.
I seen snakes on a plane.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not taking a boat unless I got to, and unless I know it's really safe, and like, I got to the point where, goddammit, I can touch, or almost, I got goddamn 4 life jackets on that bitch.
Boat I can do. Not in the ocean. Not in the ocean.
Hell no, not in the ocean.
I don't know. I don't really like the high river either.
I don't like lakes. Motherfucker, I don't like nothing that I can drown in. Motherfucker, I don't like. I ain't gonna say. But it's just the big ass pontoon boats with the big ass things on. Oh, yeah, I get on them all day. They made for cruising and safety. They got them big ass things on the bottom of them.
Yeah.
Speed boats? Nope. One wrong bow. I'm drowning. I'm cool. Life jacket going. It only saved you so far.
Right. Would you do a jet ski?
No.
Where
are we talking about jet skiing at?
What's that happen like?
Yes, because there's rules and regulations. Hell yeah. Give me that life jacket and that motherfucking jet ski I can only go so fast on. Oh yeah, I know not to tip that motherfucker over, because I can't swim. yeah.
What about high river?
No. That bitch too deep, and there ain't nobody out there to save you. Hell no.
What about in the ocean?
No. There's rules and regulations out there too, but nah, bro, that's just something.
That's too far out.
Yeah. And the motherfuckers, like the motherfuckers that stand on the little things behind it and go, like, on the little ski things and be flying.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing none of that, bro. I'm not skiing on the water. I'm not flying in the little air thing. No, I'm not doing none of that.
If I look back and I see a little fan coming my way and y'all don't pull me in fast enough, yeah.
Fuck, I'm hunting myself, all y'all. I'm pulling myself in. You get me?
I don't know.
I'm damn near getting ready to walk on here. I'm shoot myself. Yeah, that'd be some shit, bro. Cause it looks like you surfboard.
No. I mean, I did a little bit when I went to the beach, but
no.
Nah, I couldn't really surf. So
not surfboarding. Nah, I'm not surfboarding.
I mean, I don't know. I couldn't do that too far. I mean, I'll do it here and now, like every once in a while, but not going out there and like come all the way in.
Nah, hell nah. That's like, I ain't gonna hold you. That's a damn, my fault. I was over here in my phone. Forgot yeah, about the whole got a text message. My fault. Podcast. But no, surfing, that's a hell no. Hang gliding, that's a hell no. Ziplining, yeah.
Will you do, what's that one in Pittsburgh? Would you do that thing? I think it's the trolley in Pittsburgh. Would you do that? I think it's the thing that goes on the side of the hill.
Would I go up and down the hill?
Yeah, would you do that?
Kind of steep. Yeah, I know. But like that zip lining from platform to platform steep too. You got to think that shit high as hell. Mm. You going clear across like the city, the town, whatever fuck, wherever it's at. I saw some shit. It's like close around here. I'm not doing that. I don't know. I can't. Some shit that I know, bro, I can lose my life on, bro. I don't try to do it.
Oh yeah, 100%.
No, but they say like you only live once type shit. But nah, gee, I'm not trying to die.
Nope.
I know they say you got to risk of dying every day, but damn, I'm not trying to push my luck.
Right. I got only certain amount of strength.
Bro, like them water parks like Cedar Point, they got a part where like they got a zip line on it where you jump off the thing and zip line into the water. I couldn't do no shit like that.
Nah. Mm-mm. Or a rope swing into it.
No. No.
It depends.
No.
Like if
no.
your own personal like rope swing out at your lake house, you no. wouldn't do it?
No. No.
I would.
I saw motherfuckers do that shit in Ghouls and get took away by the current. I saw motherfuckers jump off the bridge at Ghouls. No.
Mm-mm. No. I couldn't jump off a bridge into the water.
Motherfucker, I saw him climb all the way to the top, the very top, and jump off that bitch. Mm-mm. I'm cool. I seen motherfuckers jump off our train bridge. Yo.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Police was looking for him, bro, and they was jumping off the bitch. I'm not jumping into the river.
No. I barely swim in the river.
I'm not jumping off in the river. That current's going to take you so far, you're not going to know where you're going.
Right.
Nothing extracurricular that's going to have me out there thinking I'm about to die every 24 seconds. Oh my god, bro.
You alright?
Yeah. well, you got. you have any questions today, my guy?
Yeah. Yeah, wrote down a couple.
You wrote down a couple?
My man?
Alright, my man.
You see Joe Burrow is back practicing?
Yeah, I saw that. It's mediocre, you feel me? We knew he was coming back.
Finishing last in the division.
Who's in our division again?
Us, Baltimore. Or Cleveland, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincy. Finishing last.
It's going to be Baltimore. Yeah, it's gonna be Baltimore. Ooh, that's gonna be a toss-up right now. And we don't know how still it's gonna be.
I give it to Pitt. I feel like we ain't got a quarterback. And with Chubb coming off injury, nah.
Better give Chubb his respect.
You done.
Better give Chubb his respect.
You better sit the whole year. We're gonna trade Watson, get rid of him, cut him, Russell Wilson them or something.
I ain't gonna hold you. The way he was walking last year, like when he went up there and rung that, hit the thing, no, he ain't need to sit there.
He need to sit. And I feel like we're gonna
lose. Yeah, I don't think you should come back after, you know, sitting, what, 6-7 months off that hole, like your shit getting snapped. I feel like you should sit at least half the season.
I don't think he came back to practice yet.
I don't think he can, bro. You gotta look, bro. He got all that shit rearranged. Mm-hmm. Like, all that shit got folded.
That's crazy how long ago and like Aaron Rodgers is coming back.
That's Achilles though.
That is true. Bro.
He had surgery on his shit. Like he had different surgery. Like Kirk Cousins too. Like They both coming off Achilles injuries. That's different. His whole kneecap, whole shit. Yeah. Like,
he probably had to have it all redone.
That's the same leg, though, too. That's the same injury leg from Georgia. Mm. When he snapped his shit back the front, when he snapped it the front time the first time.
Ugh.
His whole shit went like that, too. Like, same thing. It just wasn't as worse. In college, it was worse. His whole shit really folded. Bro, when he got hit, when he landed out of bounds, bro, he hit the ground. This leg went up. And it's like, this part of his leg went back. So his foot was sticking up while his knee was on the ground. Bro, the shit was crazy. Yeah, the shit was insane.
Move. That's disgusting.
Yeah. I ain't know who that was until, like, I saw that video when I was in middle school. And then I really just now thought about it, like, when he got hurt last time, when Minkah Fitzpatrick hit him, and I realized, like, damn, that was his leg again. Mm. But it just wasn't. It happened the same way it has looked when Minkah hit him. Mm. It looked like that, but worse, because he got hit on the ground. Like, he hit and went on the ground, and that shit folded.
Oh, yes.
You're getting your whole kneecap and shit and all that rearranged, bro. Like, ew.
Oh.
Yeah, that shit's ew, bro. Ew. That's like the motherfuckers in the NBA popping their bones out. Like, when they... You ever seen that? Like, a motherfucker break their leg and a bone pop
out? Kobe. When Kobe broke his finger or something.
And when he snapped it back.
Yeah, he's like, snap back in place.
No, there's the one dude from... fuck. Whoops. Or the Sixers. Somebody, bro, they ran... And they try to block it, and the nigga smacked the back of his leg off the goddamn basketball part where the pad is, and then his bone, like, his leg got stuck, and it snapped, and the bone came out.
Ooh. Remember Gordon Hayward's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his whole shit was twisted. Mm. Oh, my God. Yeah, that shit was so sickening, bro.
Mm-hmm. Who's that one? The one college player that same year. When he was dribbling down a sideline or something, and, like, his... thing bent.
Oh, no, when his whole fucking leg, bro. Oh, my God, bro. Yes, his whole leg twisted, bro. That shit was so nasty. Ooh, bro. I don't know. The worst injury I saw, bro, I want to say, I ain't going to lie, between Josh Cribbs, bro. Josh Cribbs returning them damn kicks and punch, bro, getting laid out like that. That one's harsh. Harsh.
Mm.
Harsh. Them and... I don't go Alex Smith when he broke his leg.
Oh, yeah. What about Muhammad Maskwal when he got tried to catch that pass?
Oh, yeah, bro.
And James Harrison was like,
yeah.
Ooh, them.
There's a lot of hard hits that, like, really, yeah.
I gotta say, Alex Smith injury, though.
Yeah, because he almost died, bro. He lost a lot of blood.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. His whole femur and shit snapped. Shit. I don't know. The worst knockout I saw from football, though. Was that one knockout where Steve Atwater and the other safety hit each other when they tried to tackle the one dude, bro, and they cracked each other, bro. They fucking nailed each other.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That shit was crazy. That one or the one where Cam Chancellor broke Gronk's back?
Who?
Cam Chancellor? Boom, boom. Cam the Bam, Bam, Bam. Cam Chancellor? When he hit Gronk, broke his back.
Gronk?
Uh-huh.
Gronkowski?
Uh-huh. Rob Gronkowski.
I've never seen that, huh?
I don't really think, like, he broke it, but, like, he fucked his back up. It was, don't want me in Super Bowl. When we played him in Super Bowl.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. It was when, Tom Brady, he went, I think it was out route.
Yeah.
And he threw it, and that's when, he turned around. And he was running for the ball, and when he caught it, Cam hit him and ran the back. And that's when he was laying on the ground with his arm on his back. Yeah. Yeah, fuck him up. That one really, bro, and that one and the dude from the motherfucking the Eagles, bro. Forget dude's name, bro, but he got hit so fucking hard, bro. He was on the ground twitching and shit.
What the hell? What about the dude for when they had that one quarterback for the Dolphins, I think it was.
Tua?
No, not Tua.
His injury was bad too.
All his injuries are horrible.
He was void.
Even the Colts quarterback too. Andrew Luck. His injuries.
His shit was just, like, mediocre, like, quarterback injuries, though, like. The rest of them motherfuckers, like, look at Chris Olave's fucking concussions, bro.
That is horrible.
Yes. You have that many in your rookie year, bro? Come on, that motherfucker's slamming your head on the ground. Like.
Yeah, but too, like, sometimes, like, he's going for the ball, too, and they just, like, boom, like.
No, bro, no, bro. Nothing's worse when they played. Who was it, bro? Oh, my God, what game was that? Fuck. I had the game right on my motherfucking head, too, bro. It's the NFC team, bro. Fuck was it, bro? I forget, though, bro, but he was... It was Jarrell. They was playing the Packers. Jarrell Alexander. Motherfucking... He went on a... I think it was a streak, bro. And the nigga burnt the corner, bro. And he threw the ball to him. And he looked over, bro. And Jarrell Alexander was, like, folding him, bro. Like, smacked him so hard, his head hit the ground. The nigga spun around, bro. He sat up, like... Nigga was dizzy.
Yeah, I don't
know. Pretty sure it was the Packers. If I might be mistaken, but I know he got leveled though. Then the one bro, the nigga got slammed on in the end zone, slammed on his head when he dropped the ball. Shit, crazy. His concussions are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Rookie year concussions are bad. Tua's concussions are bad.
You think it's ever gonna get safer?
Yeah, there's no hip drop tackle. How the fuck are you supposed to tackle anybody now?
Helmet chest? You
can't hit up high no more.
Helmet chest?
So you literally got to go for stomach. You know how hard that's going to be?
Yeah, well, how much that's going
to
hurt?
Bro, you're not going to be able to do it. Motherfuckers hold the ball right there. You're not going to be able, you're going to literally hit their arm. And most of them wear flat jackets. Or ribcage protectors or something that goes over your stomach. So you're not going to be able to... They're not going to feel that, bro. You're not going to be able to boomstick somebody. The only way you're going to be able to is you get that right angle where your shoulder pad meet them. That's going to be the only way.
Or you hit them right in the corner.
And if you better not lucky, they count that as a hip drop tackle. You better lucky you just clean them. If you hit them, you better lucky you just, like, spear they shit. Like, fucking spray out Ray Come Lewis. Like,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to have to, bro. You're going to have to because, like, if not, I mean, what do they consider hip drop tackle? I know that grabbing and pulling down, but. How else do you want... You can't spear somebody.
Yeah.
So how else do you... You want me to act like we're in practice and tackle on the pad? You can't do that with a fucking 250-pound goddamn running back running at you, bro.
Mark Henry. Derrick Henry.
Can't do it, bro.
You can be over there like...
You go over there like them motherfuckers run with that pad and pop your shit. He about to... get away from me. You can't... You just can't tackle somebody without grabbing them, bro. You can't... Lead with your head. You can't hip drop tackle. You can't spear. You can't motherfucking horse collar. You can't goddamn damn near clothesline somebody. So how you want to tackle? Or how you want them to tackle? How do you want them to tackle? I need to know. I need to know the rules and regulations of this tackle.
Then they're gonna show us like a give us like a example how to kind of tackling should be.
They should.
Yeah.
They need to.
Because
if I turn on these first week NFL games and I see some bullshit tackling, because I'm not watching it for the rest of the year. Especially, like, with these tight ends, bro. With these receivers coming into the league. Yeah. They're 6'4 and shit, bro. How? How is a corner literally supposed to physically, if you beat him at least a half a yard deep, you feel me, and you catch the ball, how is he supposed to tackle him? You can't. I mean, what? You can jump on his back, but is he going to fall? He's going to carry you.
Trip him.
Foul. Tripping. You're getting a flag.
Oh, yeah. That is
you're getting a flag.
Damn.
Tripping. Do they consider wrapping your legs around him tripping? I mean, I don't know. But I know as soon as you stick your leg out there, he tripping. You're getting a flag. So how they want that? How are they proceeding this bullshit, bro?
You better kick his foot out of bounds or something.
That's still going to count as tripping. You literally have.
Oh, if you touch out of bounds and touch him, then he's out of bounds, right?
I don't know if that counts. I don't know how. I don't know how that works.
I don't know that's how it is on, like,
if a piece of equipment or something, like, go out of bounds.
Yeah,
like,
if you touch that and touch the ball.
Yeah. It might. Because, yeah, if they touch the ball, it might. But I don't know. The only way you get a good tackle, motherfucker, if you line up that shoulder pad with their goddamn chest and you boomstick they shit, then they going to hit you with hitting up too high. So you're going to have to hit shoulder to shoulder. No, and then one of them shoulder pads going to click off each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then your helmet going to hit. They're going to hit you with helmet to helmet. You're getting ran over, you're getting stiff-armed, or you're fucking eating turf. You don't have turf in your helmet. I want to see this. The hard hitters, I want to see how they tackle. I want to see how they tackle. I want to see how Fred Warner about to tackle, bro, because you can't hip drop nobody.
Oh, yeah, Fred Warner.
So if you can't hip drop somebody, like the linemen, like Jason Kelce and all them, say, why the fuck can you chop block somebody then? Why the fuck can you take their knees out and shit, bro?
That is true.
Even though they call a certain chop block, bro, he still get chopped at the knee. So why are you letting them chop the knee if you can't hip tackle? And you can't hit the quarterback no more. That was the only way you could tackle the quarterback. You can't even really hit the quarterback. You got to hug him. And Patrick Mahomes with a hug, bro, he's throwing that bitch. He's launching that motherfucker, bro. You literally have to throw that man, bro. So it's like, this whole process is bogus.
It's going to turn it into two-hand tag or flag football.
That's what most of them said. Might as well just give them a flag. And when it comes to a flag, bro, I'm not watching it no more. No.
That's like the Pro Bowl. I ain't have sons of watching it.
That shit was trash.
Skills counting, Damon. Skills counting.
Trash. Trash.
Like, why are so many people there?
Them goddamn amazing catches and all that shit. That shit is retarded. Like, they don't take that shit serious, bro. Mm-hmm. Go back to the original Pro Bowl, bro. Where motherfuckers was boomsticking. Give me the AFC and the NFC. And motherfuckers laying niggas out. I hate this shit, bro. Oh, it's just about to change more and more, bro. You got to think more and more shit about to change about it. The only thing I see really change was the NBA. The only thing the NBA really changed was you can't really get a foul no more for that flopping shit like Curry used to do when you shoot and jump into somebody.
Yeah.
They don't really foul you for
there's
that.
There's a lot more calls that are flagrants and it kind of shouldn't be.
I mean, yeah, but they're going to now because they're trying to take more of the contact out of that because it's really, like, it's a contact but not a contact where you got motherfuckers in there throwing elbows and forearms, shoulders, motherfucker.
Draymond Green, get him out.
Zion Williamson, get him out.
I mean, look what Charles Barkley and Dennis Rodman did back in the day.
But that's back then, though. That's when it was really physical. That's when motherfucker punch you and knock you out. Break your chin.
Let's go back to it.
They can't handle that type of physicality.
What? Why?
The only couple that really could would be like LeBron. Like, LeBron's a bully. He'd be a bully no matter what.
But you gotta think their bodies are built from, like, back then.
Yeah, but they're not. They never played like that, though. The only one that played in somewhat type of that era was LeBron. That's still in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, he'd be the only one I give that. I mean, Curry, yeah, because he'd be like a white chocolate. You know, he'd be like, be out there like Jason Williams out there cooking shit. I give it to Ja, because Ja don't care. Ja get contact. Anthony Edwards. Jokic, no. No yoke, bro. Jokic can't do it.
Nah, he on a 3-point line.
Nah, bro, he got bullied that whole Wolves game. Nah, bro. Nah.
That's scary.
Yeah, let's talk about that, though. Them NBA playoffs, terrible, bro.
Very terrible. And my Cavs are going to get swept.
Bro, the Nuggets damn near on the verge of getting swept, bro. They got to win two at the Wolves, one more at the home, and then one more back at the Wolves. Bro, so they got to win three at the Wolves and two at home. They lost two straight at home. So you lose your two at home. It's hard to play in your altitude because your fucking breathing area and shit, and you tell me you got whooped, and your best player got held to 16 points? You need help.
That Wolves team is crazy.
There's only two people I see that's on there, really. What, three motherfuckers. I got them point guard boy locked Jamal Murray down. I ain't gonna hold you. Wasn't no one getting Pat Ant-Man. Anthony Edwards had that shit locked. No one was getting past Karl-Anthony Towns because he was smacking shit whole time, bro. Bro, when they put him, Ant-Man, and the other big dude, the other 7-footer, what the fuck the other dude name? I forget the other dude name, bro. But they had him. They had Jokic locked down, bro. They had him locked. He wasn't getting shit. He wasn't doing shit.
Mm-mm.
Jamal Murray wasn't doing shit. Michael Porter wasn't doing shit. He really had nobody.
I see him 1-4 sweeping him. The next two is in.
That's crazy because if they get swept, they're the defending champions.
Mm-hmm.
If you just come back off of winning the championship and get swept,
take it round,
and get beat by that many points, bro. Let them fuck around and play game 3 and then get beat by that many points because they're going to They got to go to the Timberwolves, you feel me? They going to Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So all that hype, all that got... Ooh, bro, just imagine what Anthony Edwards about to do at home, bro, let alone in their place. See, oh, my God.
This thing's going to be busting.
They said the next MJ, I feel like he's going to be better.
LeBron? Or?
Better than MJ.
Oh, MJ?
He might not achieve, like, them records, like, he like them championships and shit, because it's different, because, like, they're categorized, like, different now, and you got, like, so many good defensive players and, like, all-stars and all this shit, but he's most definitely about to be, like, the talk in the face, like Michael Jordan was, bro, for sure, because he's an unstoppable.
Him, SGA?
Oh, my God, bro.
There's a lot of good ones coming out.
Yeah, but, like, are they on a bro level, for real, like, are they, can any of them touch Ant-Man type shit? That's him and Shy, bro, that is going to be a good matchup. If they ever go against, that's going to be a good matchup. Bro. The Wolves and the Thunder, oh my fuck. That'd be amazing.
That would be good.
See what the Mavs do. If they let them, see if they let them take them. Because the Mavs only look like they got two motherfuckers, Kyrie and goddamn Luka, bro. Luka brought something out of Kyrie, bro. Luka brought the demon out of Kyrie. This motherfucker over here ooping him and not.
I think it's just because he's free. Yeah, I think he ain't got no deals. He ain't got to worry about nothing. He gets there to play basketball. I think he's just
there to get paid.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing I got to worry about is making my team happy, winning games. I'm all right. I ain't got to worry about making this label happy. I can't say this. While I'm talking about this label,
they should keep him and try to build around him.
He's like 33, though.
So, Vince Carter played, he was what, 42?
Vince Carter.
Kyrie, better. He's just not in that position. One on one.
Better shooter.
One on one, Vince Carter and Kyrie. Who the fuck's winning? Kyrie's cooking him.
Vince is going to the rack the whole time.
You think Kyrie can't block just because he can jump up and dunk? You think Kyrie not going to go for that? Bro, Kyrie got defense.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to block Vince Carter, though.
If you're going to let him get to the rim, you got to think. Kyrie fast as hell, too.
True, if he bump him. Right, Vince Carter ain't
just
small now.
I know, but he's just going to get contact. But
but Vince Carter was that man,
He can't guard Kyrie, though.
Yeah, he got it. He got to shoot. Go ahead, you shoot.
He's cooking him, bro. He's winning. Motherfucker, taking him to the hole, cooking him, doing that little jelly shit. Bro, he's cooking him all around. I get you. True. I get what you're saying. He's going to bully him to the point. Oh, yeah, he got it. He got that down to the hole.
No, we're playing 2K rules where he get...
Where he got rebounded, where
back,
he got...
You get ball back when you make it?
You got to do that. You got to do that anywhere. You're supposed to.
So, if he get ball first, it would be 22-0.
Oh, I think I'm like that. Because he's going to end up missing or something. Kyrie going to steal that bitch. He's going to cook his ass the whole time.
Nah, Kyrie got it, though.
Who you got one-on-one? Steph Curry or Kyrie?
Yeah. That's a good question.
I ain't gonna lie, they damn near got two same play styles, but different play styles. Like, it's so crazy. Because them motherfuckers got them crazy-ass handles, they got them crazy-ass layups.
I'm gonna give it, this one, I'm gonna give to Steph, but I got a question for you after this one.
I give it to Steph. Yeah, I gotta give it to Steph, because Steph's the demon. Yeah. Steph can shoot far as fuck.
That's what I mean. He's a better shot. I think he.
Kyrie just got the IQ and the handles and the.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. For like a 1-on-1 to 7, bro. No, I give it to Kyrie.
I say Steph, 2-on-2. I give it to Kyrie.
Steph can't guard Kyrie. We saw that in the final. Steph can't guard Kyrie.
That's true.
Who can guard Kyrie, bro? Kyrie's so hard to guard, bro.
I don't know.
That's the handle guard, damn near. You can't guard him, bro. They call him Dr. Do for a reason.
And he's like the Uncle, Jason Williams Uncle of this generation. Now, Steph Curry, Damian Lillard. Both got range. Both got handle.
Oh, not gonna lie, bro. All that hype on Curry, I know he wanted the best, but give me Dame Dollar. Give me Dame Dollar. Yeah, everybody, bro, why not?
That's hard.
Why not? Why wouldn't you pick Dame? Curry's just going to go out there and shoot just because he know he can shoot. And he know he get that range and he know he can make it. Dame going to make it happen. Dame going to make the play. Dame going to, oh, set this screen, you run around. Curry going to say some shit like that, but he just going to throw me the ball. Curry going to shoot that bitch from 50 feet.
That is true. But that's a hard one. I don't know.
Defense-wise, give me Dame.
Oh, yeah.
Shooting-wise, give me Curry. Playmaking-wise, give me Curry. Mm-hmm. Scoring-wise, give me Dame.
Oh, yeah. Duncan. I say give me Dame on that, too.
All right, bet. Kawhi Leonard. Or Paul George. Yeah, Kawhi or Paul.
Give me Kawhi. That defense.
Kawhi. Just give me Kawhi whole total. He's cooking, bro. Yeah. I know that's PG, you feel me? But that's Kawhi, bro. That's that's his laugh is so funny. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's yeah. Yeah, that's Kawhi.
Like, I don't know. PG back. Ooh.
Wait, because you're going to say in a prime boy, say Kawhi in his prime boy, he's fucking, what?
I don't know, but man, the Pacers, though, when they had
the Pacers, Paul, so you're talking about PG-13.
Herbert, and
Miles Turner.
Mm-hmm, and what's his name? Who was the other guard?
I think it was Miles Turner, I don't know.
I had the name in my head, and I just forgot about it. I forget who the other three-pointer shooter was, but he was deadlier than Paul George.
I forget. I think it was my... No? I don't know who the hell was on that Pacer team. I know Paul George. Oh, shit. That was about it for real. Mm-hmm. Damn, it can't be Miles Turner. Is Miles Turner on? Goddamn.
Oh, Danny Granger, that's his name.
Oh, Danny.
He was a killer three-point shooter.
But when was that? What year was that? 2012?
Ooh, 2005.
Oh, my God. 2005? What?
Yeah.
Give me a fucking Spurs. Goddamn Tim Duncan, motherfucking Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker. Give me a Spurs.
2005? Mm-hmm. Give me Kobe. The Lakers? What? Derek Fisher?
Give me the Spurs.
Derek Fisher.
Miss Bears. Kobe. Miss Bears.
Paul Gasol. Whoever. Mark Gasol. Whatever one they had at the time.
Give me.
Well, the Cavs team, too, was nice.
LeBron.
Gauskas.
LeBron.
Mm-hmm. Mario Williams. Oh, no, he was on the Heat. Well, the Heat team with D-Wade. And then when they had Shaq, too.
Think.
Haslam. Mm.
And the other tall dude. Haslam and Whiteside.
Ooh, Whiteside, yeah.
I don't think no Whiteside. Whiteside wasn't that late, that early. He was later.
Chris Bosh and the Raptors.
Bosh on the Raptors, nice.
With Vince Carter? Was he there with Vince Carter?
I think he was there with Vince.
Back if they had T Mac too.
I think the best point guard and center duo would have had to been the Celtics.
You mean Suns?
Suns?
Steve Nash and Monty Steinmeier? Ooh. Them alley oops?
Ooh.
Ooh. Or Jason Kidd with
Oh, dude from the Mavs. Dirk Nowitzki?
No. There was Sean Marion and who else? He played for the Clippers. DeAndre Jordan.
Oh, DeAndre Jordan.
Ooh, Chris Paul and
Chris Paul and Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin.
That was nice. With Jamal Crawford.
Ooh, what Jamal Crawford? I love doing that move.
Yes. Oh yeah, there was a lot of point guard center duos.
Mm-hmm.
Show me, but the big best. Who's the best big three?
Whole time. Mm-hmm. Entire NBA?
Mm-hmm.
They had to play the same year. Like, had to play together?
No, just all the time. Just
all the time on that team? Ooh. Mm.
I get three.
Give me Shaq, Kobe, and LeBron. Mm.
No.
Who you picking?
Shit. Give me. Fuck it. I'm gonna go with an actual big three. You feel me?
Okay.
Give me motherfucking Steve Nash, Kobe, and Shaq. No, fuck that. Give me Rajon Rondo, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett.
Taking Paul Pierce?
Ray Allen.
Give me Rondo, Ray Allen, and KG.
Alright. With the Heat, give me Chris Bosh, D-Wade, and LeBron.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Nah. Ooh. If you do actual, but if not, you change out Bosh for Jack.
That'd be nice, but nah, give me Bosh. Recent right now? But there ain't none, because they're all trash. If you got more than four superstars on your team, they're garbage. Look at the Suns. Garbage. Look at where Westbrook's at on the bench.
Clippers, are they still in or are they out?
I think they're out.
Yeah, they lost. Oh, yeah, they lost their Pacers. Or something, I think. That is crazy. They're out, too. And they had four. What, Westbrook?
Westbrook. Paul George, Kawhi Leonard. Wait.
James Harden.
Yeah, James Harden.
Mm-hmm. But who was out? Was it Kawhi was out, wasn't it? Or was it PG? I know 1-2 was out, but
shit, just the Warriors had a big three, but big three leaving, the big three fading away.
Mm-hmm. Who you think's gonna stay?
Clay.
Think Clay's the one gonna stay?
You think Draymond gonna leave?
And Steph?
Steph's not leaving.
You don't think Steph leaving?
Hell no, I don't think Steph leaving. I saw a post saying something about like the future, like the Warriors are gonna draft Bronny in round 2 and LeBron was gonna waive his deal and go to the Warriors.
Round 2?
Yeah.
They think he's dropping to round 2?
With these college prospects coming out now? Mate, I figure there's some dogs in this goddamn cup, boy.
I don't really know the draft, but
nigga, nah. If he, I ain't gonna lie. Round one, round two, do something kind of crazy, but if he go number one, bro, there's something wrong. Cause there's
I don't see him go one.
There's some goddamn dogs in top five, but that
is true. But hey, you know, if that number one team say, "Hey, LeBron, we're drafting your son number one," you know,
You know where he's going. You know he's going.
Yeah.
I feel like either way he's going to go play with his son. If not, because I feel like he don't want to play against his son. I feel like he want to play with him.
I say, well, you give him a year or two with his son, then he's going to retire.
I just feel like give him a year. Give him a year so he could teach him what he know and he's going.
True. But I think 1 year to play with him, then that second year to go. First father-son duo to win a ring? That'd be crazy.
Not going to happen.
Hey, we had Tom Brady win the Super Bowl with the team what the Super Bowl was being appearing.
That's football that's different, though. It is, but...
Hey, it could be scripted. Hey.
I mean, I feel like everything's scripted, but... That's, he got to pay a lot of money out of his motherfucking pocket to do that big-ass script.
I mean, yeah, but you got to think. I mean, how...
Because what if he flopped? He wasn't that... I mean, he was decent in college. He wasn't that, like, explosive like people thought he was going to be.
That's true.
I seen a lot of bad comments on that nigga. Like, people thought he was going to be like his dad, but people say, like, he not that good. I mean, I ain't really watching him play. I watch him do a lot. I mean, it's a kid coming back from heart surgery, so, like...
That is true. I think his brother...
I mean, that's like Shaq's son. Fucking, what's his name?
Shaquan?
No, I'm talking about LeBron. LeBron, no.
Oh.
You said you think his brother better, goddamn... Bryce?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's Bryce James or something like that. Yeah, his little brother is crazy. But yeah, no, Shaq sounds like Sharif and what is it? Sharif and the other one. I don't know. Sharif.
Oh,
so I think Sharif the one that had heart surgery.
He got drafted. Didn't he get drafted to Lakers with Scottie Pippen's son too? Are they in the G League? I don't know. I don't know how basketball works. Just like MLB, when you get drafted, you're like AAA.
Yeah, AAA, then you go to AA and
single
minor
A.
League. Yeah,
that would make it a big. I'd be like 35, like
old as fuck. Don't even want to run no more. Done smoked out them cigarettes. Stressed out.
Chewed out the back end.
Them
pumpkin teeth. Taking one hit, I'm going home. Taking a hit of the bats. I'm hitting a home run. Run my bases. Take off my jersey. Go sit and stand. Be like, wee. Tired that day.
Out of breath. Can't breathe. Motherfucker dying.
Go out there, smoke a cigarette, come back in. Here's your fucking nachos.
Give me them motherfucking sunflower seeds. Make sure they got them red flavor.
Give me the peanuts, too.
And them peanuts, and give me a hot dog. Make sure it's mustard, like ketchup. Make sure the bun toasty. Bitch better not bring me back no goddamn soggy bun and no get mushed in that goddamn aluminum foil.
Ain't gonna lie, hot dogs fold up aluminum foil.
Fire.
They feed you to a hot dog in aluminum foil.
That bitch
fire.
Is good.
That bun's soft. That hot dog is good.
That bit warm. That bit nice and warm when you bite it. They may not have no condiments on that, because then it's just going to be warm. I hate warm condiments, bro. Why this fucking mayonnaise warm? That shit feels so weird. Like, ew.
I don't want to.
It's just, like, so slimy and, like, thick in your fucking, like, bro, like. Motherfuckers that eat mayonnaise, like, a glump of mayonnaise. You're like, I seen a motherfucker make a BLT and... put a whole half a container of mayonnaise on his sandwich. I would cry.
Yeah, I mean, when I get a Subway sub, like, I get Buckley Southwest on it.
Yeah.
Then I want to heat that back up in air fryer. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, and some sauce is meant to be heated. Like, ranch, you can heat that up.
Certain that is true. Yeah.
Ranch, you can heat it up, and it still tastes normal. You feel me?
Yeah.
Mayonnaise? No. Mayonnaise is going to taste like olive oil and motherfucking hot ass. Like, it's going to, it's just going to feel weird. Mustard? No. Ketchup? No.
Nah.
No.
Ooh, jalapenos warmed up, though. Fire. Like, jalapenos on a sandwich? You warm it back up? Fire.
I don't get nothing. I get lettuce.
Well, that's how you get lettuce.
Swear.
A rabbit?
Swear to God. What sandwich we talking about?
Italian BMT. You give me, I think it's the number four.
The Italian
Supreme BMT,
BMT
or something?
Oh,
like
yeah,
that?
With the salami and shit on it?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, give me lettuce.
What?
Give me that motherfucking salami capicola. Whatever fuck they put on it, ham or whatever that. Give me that motherfucking, give me a motherfucking tomato. No, tomato. Give me the lettuce. Give me the salt and pepper. Give me the chipotle shit with some ranch, and give me the light vinegar sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me no tomato, no mushroom, no motherfucking jalapeno, no banana pepper, no. Nah, that's
I
fucking.
I make them work, bro. I'm like, give me some. First of all, give me some spinach. I want no less. Give me some spinach. Give me some green peppers on that, right? Give me some tomatoes. Then give me some banana peppers, pickles, and jalapenos.
Bro, sound like Britney, bro. Oh my God, bro.
That sandwich is so.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. Britney got me. Britney got me hooked to the goddamn BMT, bro. Cause when I first met her, bro, when you got Subway, bro, she used to get that motherfucking BMT. I'm like, what that is? She tell me, bro. She had ranch, motherfucking banana peppers, motherfucking pickles, lettuce, salt and pepper. She sauced that bitch up. It good. I might get some motherfucking Subway after this goddamn podcast.
Oh hell yeah!
I'm getting some motherfucking Subway after the podcast. But
I don't know though. I
fucks with the tuna. My fault, but I fucks with the tuna.
No, you good. Tuna melt.
Tuna melt. But I've been eating that shit since a little kid though. They gotta make it right. It gotta have enough mayonnaise in it where the shit's not dry, but it's not like too wet. You feel me? Because if it's too wet, it's gonna be like too mushy, and I can't. I like to taste everything on a sandwich. I can't taste just one thing. Like, if you bite into that bitch, you shouldn't just taste mayonnaise. Right. I need to taste the tuna, the motherfucking mayonnaise, the motherfucking whatever. Like, I might be weird, but I get like a little ranch on the tuna melt. You feel me? Because it breaks off the mayonnaise flavor, bro. Yeah. It breaks off the mayonnaise. It makes it taste like a sandwich. You feel me? If you put more mayonnaise on it, it's just gonna taste like mayonnaise. I put a little ranch with a chipotle shit. And some salt and pepper and a little bit of vinegar. Like, a little bit. Like, I tell them to drizzle that shit on the bread because it's, like, it's already crunchy. So, it's, like,
right.
It gives it a little tang to it. I don't know. I hate motherfucking basic motherfuckers that go in there, like, oh, give me a tuna milk with nothing on it but tuna and cheese.
And not even warmed up, like, yeah, huh?
Like, you might as well make that at home. Might as well go in there.
Cook, see it cold?
Get you a can of tuna, bust that bitch open, and eat it out the can, homies.
He's gonna get a bag of tuna off the shelf, bro.
Motherfucking gulp that bitch in your mouth. Motherfucking warm that hoe up, bro. Like,
I had a conversation with someone at work the other day about them. they were eating pulled pork out of those containers, right?
Oh yeah.
I don't think I could do that, man. Like, mm-mm. The hell am I sitting in there? Like, that's not good. It can't be good. I don't care.
You feel me? I'm going to say his name. I don't give a fuck. That's like
my No. I don't want to say no names.
That's like this nigga Connor. Yeah. You feel me? He cool. My nigga Connor, he cool. This nigga eat that same motherfucking bacon macaroni cheese every motherfucking day, bro. Every motherfucking day, bro. Like, bro, switch it up. You going to turn into a motherfucking bacon macaroni noodle, bro. Like, goddamn. Motherfucking shit. Hey, goddamn. Bro, my motherfucking nigga, my son Jay Lynn, bro. My motherfucking son Jay Lynn, bro. My nigga eat motherfucking Twix and motherfucking chalky milk, or Nesquik chocolate milk.
That's because he say he eat 3 times a day, and that's his snack. That's why I talked to him one day. I'm like, he's like, yeah, wake up, eat, go back to sleep, wake up, eat, go back to sleep, wake up, eat, go back to sleep. I was like, so this is your snack? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
My nigga Zach eat a motherfucking goddamn either a Subway sandwich. This nigga had a Lunchable last night. Don't fool you. This motherfucker come in with some supposed quote-unquote motherfucking butter noodles, right, with some spaghetti sauce. Motherfucker, hey. That's spaghetti.
Butter noodles. I boiled them, right? I dumped them out, put butter on them, put them on my plate with some spaghetti sauce.
Hey, y'all be telling me, bro, this is spaghetti.
That's butter noodles.
What noodle are you using? What noodle are you using? The elbow?
I use spring noodles.
Spring noodles? Like the little springy ones? Yeah, the little curly ones? That'd be technically like goulash with the elbow macaroni.
A what?
Goulash.
Goulash? I'm not going to the goulash. Welcome to the goulash. Yeah, man. You for eating a butter noodle?
No, the goulash. It's elbow noodle.
Elbow noodle.
Yeah. It's elbow noodle, pasta sauce, and ground beef. That's what it is. Yeah. So, that's what you damn near ate was goulash.
Nah, butter noodles.
That's not butter noodles, bud. It's not better than news. When you put sketty sauce on it, it's not better than news.
What do you mean,
Isn't that better than new news?
Uh-huh.
Nuh-uh. Yahoo. Nuh-uh. But anyway, this motherfucker come with that shit and shit in the motherfucking container and say, motherfucker butter noodle, that motherfucker skitty. Or this motherfucker come with some fucking extravagant shit with some motherfucking bacon wrapped chicken or some motherfucking goddamn extravagant shit and motherfucking tater skins and shit. Motherfucker come with extravagant shit. I come with fucking full course meals, you feel me? I only eat half of it. Motherfucking oxtails and rice, goddamn tacos, steak salad.
Like, take a bite of oxtail, yeah, you take a bite of rice, you do the rest of it.
Like, I eat partial of that shit. I don't be hungry, motherfucker. I can't eat full meals like that at work, motherfucker. I be crawled up in the dog food going to sleep. Man. They be like, what the fuck are you doing? Huh? What?
I got my lunch.
Y'all want some? It's gonna make y'all niggas tired too.
Y'all be sitting on dog beds and be like,
Motherfucker be in there passed out, motherfucker sucking their thumb.
Boy, go, everyone go, come in, like. Customer, I'm like, huh?
I'm like, good morning, sir.
I'm like, everything's free. Go ahead. Lose a little. Covers up a blanket. You're like, aww. We're like we're a pound. Like, oh, look at this money. Must be cold.
Motherfucker's gonna start paying you. Good boy. Good boy. You want a drink?
You want to come home with us? Like, damn it. Dude, walk out.
Okay. I'm gonna hear you. Oh, shit, bro. That's so fucking funny, bro. That's fucking hilarious. Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. No. No.
What?
What?
No. You saying no?
No.
Say it. No. Say it. Come on, say it. We don't hold nothing back and forth. I don't care.
Anyway, folks, but no,
back in the day. Like, let's get it on.
Oh. No, just no motherfuckers being good at work on our hour lunch. Eat for 15 minutes and go smoke for another 40 damn near.
Over there, like, fuck you, man. Stressing.
Motherfucker smoked 2-3 cigarettes a break.
A break, yeah. Lunch is like 6.
Don't see them motherfuckers with the vapes. It's where some motherfucker got a box. I seen a motherfucker yesterday walking in Kroger's with a box, bro, signing, bro, a fucking cloud.
Which one did you go to? Silver?
Mm-hmm.
I was at one of Winsboro the other day. I don't know if it's the same people work at each one. But a dude was coming out of the gas station. He had a box vape, bro. He
have gauge in his ear?
Yeah.
Yes, bro, yes.
He like little chunky?
Yes, bro. And he walked, like, and he'll hit it, like, 2-3 times back to back. Oh, my God, bro, like, yes.
You're not even doing it for flavor. You just want to fucking blow big-ass cloud.
I hate them type people, bro. I hate them motherfuckers.
You're not vaping for the right reason. Why vape?
Not even smoking.
Yeah.
About to die. But well, folks, then we had a nice talk on a
Yeah, how long has it been?
14 minutes.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn, it's been an hour?
Hour, better be 15 minutes. No. Hour and 15. Yeah.
I ain't got no Wi-Fi at the house either.
Why not?
They're updating the Wi-Fi for better service.
Why are they updating it?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I heard my PK. So, I wonder if it's all Comcast. About to switch. Give me net zero.
Spectrum.
I can go Verizon. That's only $25 a month.
Yeah, AT&T is trash.
I don't want to get that, bro. I'm sitting there locked into it. Are we still recording?
Yeah, we're still.
Oh, okay. I don't care.
Well,
it's just personal life stuff.
Well, yeah, you know, folks, we'll see y'all on the next episode on You Feel Me podcast.
Yeah, everyone be safe out there.
You feel me? Thank y'all for listening. Enjoy.
Till next time.
Yo. You feel me? I tried it. I tried to get it. Damn.